Okay. All right, everyone. This is the first episode, I guess. So for the first episode, I am going to talk about astrology because I think astrology is the main thing people get into when it comes to spirituality and all these kinds of things. And I think it's very misunderstood and commonly like watered down. A lot of people don't know what it really is, and a lot of people water it down to only your type of horoscope into a very BuzzFeed version. No shade, BuzzFeed, but it's kind of not good. Anyway, of course, talking about astrology as a whole, it involves so much. It's starting with your birth chart, stars, constellations, it's a whole thing. Planets, it's a whole thing, and it's very extensive, and I'm probably not going to be able to get all into it in only this, like, what, 30, 40 minutes I'm planning to record this through. So give me a chance. I'm gonna get into the very basics of it and get your little feet dipped in for the first time, and then we can go in deeper. So going back to that idea of your basic horoscope, everyone has been knowing since forever. So your horoscope, as many people hear, is kind of a prediction of what's going to happen in the couple, I think, the next month, the next couple weeks. I'm talking about the ones that are normally like on magazines and stuff or on articles and whatnot. A lot of people may think that those are not accurate, and truth is, they're probably not. Because I don't want to say they're not real astrology, but they're not based on everything. That's only based on your sun sign. And you have so many other signs, so many other ruling ascendants, so many other components that go into that and that can give you such a specific and true to you reading. And I think that's what people don't realize. So going back to that sun sign idea, your sun sign is determined by the day you were born in. And it changes every 20-ish days. So, for example, I'm a Gemini. I was born May 26th, and Geminis go from May 21st to June 20th, I'm pretty sure. Then after Geminis, we have from June 20th to June 21st-ish, or June 21st to June 20-something. It changes every 20th or so. After Geminis, we have, I forgot what's after Geminis. I can't believe I just forgot what's after Gemini. All right, we're good. It's Cancers. After Gemini, we got a Cancer. Before Gemini, we have Taurus. Others I can remember at the top of my head. Sagittarius is November through December. Then we have Capricorn. Then we have Aquarius. Virgo is September-ish. Scorpio comes after that. Libra, what others am I missing? Pisces, March, Aries between March and April, right? Yeah, all right. So that's your sun sign, and to give you a little definition of what your sun sign is, it's how you know yourself. And think about it as your general identity. It's kind of like a general view. However, you may resonate more with your moon sign or your rising sign. So now going into your moon sign or your rising sign. Your moon sign is basically your emotions. It's your inside. It's how you feel, yeah, how you feel on the inside. Your emotions, your values, your heart, you to your deepest sense. With your moon sign, you may discover some traits that you didn't know you had before. You know, that they're so unconscious and they're so deep that you didn't recognize before. Personally, my moon sign is in Virgo. Of course, I recommend right now, if you haven't done it already and you're listening to this and you don't know your big three, which is the signs I'm talking about, go on the internet and search up birth chart generator, and it's going to ask for your birth date, your birthplace, and your birth time. if it's your birth time, is a lot more accurate. But if you don't have your birth time, you can still know what your big three are. So search it up right now. I'm going to give you a couple, 2 seconds. Okay. You don't have it? Okay. Too bad. Go search that up. And going a little bit more definition-y, your moon sign is determined by the position you were born around the moon. So, you know, when astrologers look at the sky, where were you? What point, that's why where you were born is important, because it's based around that. Then we have your rising sign, which... Your rising sign is how you're seen by others. It's basically what rules the first impressions. You know, when you go to meet someone for the first time, if you talk to them 5 seconds, most likely you're going to see them by their rising sign. So your rising sign is more determined by the time you were born in. So see how we're getting into why each thing is important. So your birth date, so just the date, the month, whatever, that's how you know your sun sign. Then your place of birth, that's how you know your moon sign. And then your time, your birth time, that's how you know your rising sign. So see how everything is important. And if you don't have your rising sign, if you don't have your birth time, it's a little bit harder to know what your rising sign is. You can, if you look it up, they're probably going to give you kind of like a general, an estimate. But if you want to get the exact time, then go text mommy and be like, hey, mommy, when was I born? What time was I born? But to give you a little bit of a reason of why that is, I'm going to read you something that I found on the internet. So, your rising sign is determined by the time of your birth. If you were born right before or after dawn, your sun sign is likely the same sign as your rising sign. If you were born just before or just after sunset, your rising sign is most likely to be exactly opposite from your sun sign. This is not completely accurate, of course. Don't go only off of this, because every birth chart is very specific and very different. So I still recommend text mommy and find that out. But, to give you an example, or to use my birth time and my birth date as an example. So, as I said before, I'm a Sun Gemini, but I'm a Scorpio rising. And, you know, what they said about being born after or before dawn, my birth time is 4:44 p.m. I know, kind of crazy. If you know and do numbers, you know. If you know, you know. I'm going to make another episode based on angel numbers, I guess, where I'm going to explain more what angel numbers and what 444 itself means, but I think it's pretty cool that I was born at 444. Anyway, so 444, that would mean it's kind of right before dawn. Well, it depends where you were born. Personally, I was born in North America, so it means it was probably about an hour or so before sunset. So that's probably why my rising sign is kind of different from my sun sign. Okay, so that's kind of the rundown of the big three. Now I want to go more into kind of the classification of the signs, and you might have heard about this, you probably have. It would be your element, which it's fire, water, earth, or air. And there's three signs for every element, like every three signs are ruled by a specific element. So let's start with fire. So that would be Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. That basically, if you have a fire sign, that basically means you have strong emotion, you're enthusiastic, you're passionate, you can be temperamental, you're an achiever, and you can come off as interesting. So that obviously influences whenever, if let's say, doesn't matter what position you have a fire sign in, that's how it's going to manifest. And starting with water, with the water element, that would be Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. They tend to come off more refreshing, they're charming, They're a little bit mysterious because they're also private and they're very sensitive and emotional, which I think it's a very known stereotype for Pisces and Cancer, but I think a lot of people often forget that Scorpio is also a water sign, and you can't really tell. And the reason is because it manifests a little bit differently in Scorpios. Going back to mine, for example, I'm a Scorpio rising, and I do have an emotional, I do have a tad bit of emotional in there, but it's not as prominent as if I would have a Pisces or a Cancer rising. So, yeah, pretty interesting. Now, going into Earth signs, that's Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. They tend to be more grounded in general. They're reliable, they're dependable, but they can also be a little bit materialistic. However, they can be loyal and they can be very practical. So I think the most earthy sign is Taurus, for sure. Again, talking about me, I have a Virgo moon, and I really do think that's where most of my maturity and my groundness come. Is groundness a word? You get what I'm saying. I'm pretty grounded, and I think it's because of my earth sign and moon. Anyway, then we have earth signs. Personally, my favorite, that's Aquarius, Gemini, and Libra. They tend to be more powerful, creative, fun. They can come up with ideas very easily. They're adventurous, and they're exciting. I love being an earth sign. It's so fun. So fun. I think we, along with Sagittarius, I would say, along with, I think fire and air signs are tend to be kind of the life of the party. They tend to be the odd one out. They tend to call a lot for attention. And I love it. I love them. I do have my reservations about Aquarius. If you're my friend and you're an Aquarius, I've talked about this. But I'll get into that later. Now I want to go into kind of my perspectives on each sign, because I know a lot of people, when people are talking about astrology, they're talking about someone, let's say they're trying to find out what Lauren's, big three are, and they start talking about qualities Lauren has. And if you don't know astrology, you're just going to be sitting there like, what are they talking about? I don't know what they're talking about. So I'm going to give you kind of, It's very based around stereotypes. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a rundown on what each sign kind of represents in astrology in general. So I'm going to start again with the same order. So Aries, I feel like Aries are the most, they're a fire sign. And out of the three fire signs, I think they're the most fiery. They're pretty, they can be intimidating for sure. They're passionate. And they can be pretty temperamental, and they're definitely an achiever. I think if you can define, if you have to choose out of the three fire signs, which one is the most fiery, it's definitely Aries. Then going a little bit more into Leo, which is also a fire sign. I think Leo is, the fire in Leo mainly comes from narcissism, and that's a very common stereotype for Leos, and it's basically you really like yourself, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. A lot of people think so sometimes. I don't dislike that from Leos. It obviously depends on what combination, like if you're a Leo and what. Personally, I wouldn't, a Leo and a Gem, someone with a Leo and Gemini in their big three sounds like a nightmare, for example. And I feel like I'm confusing you even more by saying that, but basically Leo tends to be very grounded, and although it is a stereotype that Leos have a big ego, I tend to look at it more of they really know who they are and they're comfortable in themselves. That's what I get from Leos. Going into Sagittarius, they're really extroverted. I've never met a Sagittarius that's reserved. Actually, no, that's a lie. because that also depends on your rising sign. But for the most part, Sagittarius are very outgoing. They're a people person. They get along with people very easily. I think the only thing that can depend, and the only case where Sagittarius's are not extroverted, is, well, it depends on their rising sign. Or also, I want to make a little disclaimer. Astrology is astrology, but at the end of the day, you have your personality has qualities, and sometimes it's just a personality. You know, sometimes there are Sagittariuses that are really open, but they're just an introvert. That doesn't mean they're less open. That just means it takes them a little bit longer to be open with people. So a Sagittarius who's commonly an extrovert may not have any issues with being open and may be open with anyone and everyone. But a Sagittarius who is introverted, they can still be open just with people they trust. So it does really depend. And I think that's when mainly your rising sign comes in, because again, it's how you appear to others. So obviously, if your rising sign is a Pisces, you're probably going to be a little bit more introverted. If your rising sign is a Libra, you're probably going to be extroverted. Now getting back into that kind of thing. Now let's go into water elements. Pisces. I was talking about Pisces just now. Pisces, they are, how do I describe Pisces? They're very emotional. And they are emotional in a different way Cancers are. I think Pisces are a little bit more manipulative, and they tend to put the blame on others more than anything. Whereas, for example, I think Cancers tend to internalize it more. You know, Pisces tend to be, I think, in a way, and I think it's interesting how Pisces is closer to fire elements than Cancer is, and because that it has more fire qualities. Like, they're a little bit more egotistical, thinking that if they're crying and if they're emotional, it's probably someone else's fault, not theirs. And that's a way they can be very manipulative. And then, whereas Cancer, who is right in the middle of the water element, they're still very emotional. And I would say at times they're a bit more emotional than Pisces, but they internalize it a lot. And I think they're not as confident at times. And they internalize a lot of it. So I would describe the difference between Pisces and Cancers. Pisces are emotional on the outside. They're going to let you know they're emotional if they want to manipulate you. Whereas Cancers are emotional on the inside. That's how I describe it. I think that's good enough. Then there's Scorpio. It's an interesting sign, because I think Scorpios are for sure emotional, but they don't show it at all. I think Scorpios can come off as pretty intimidating, and they can come off as pretty harsh and just pretty harsh. But in reality, it's because of how emotional they are, and they don't show that much. So once again, I think it's interesting how then Scorpios have that quality, and they're most close to earth signs that have a little bit more of that grounding element. So now going into earth signs, Tauruses, they're very calm. Stereotypes I can think of when it comes to Tauruses is they are kind of lazy. They like to eat. I don't know what that's a stereotype. I've always heard that. Personally, I'm only close to one Taurus, and she doesn't like to eat them. I don't know. Like, I've never... That's not what I get from her, I guess. I guess it depends on her rising sign. But yeah, Taurus tend to be really grounded. I think Taurus can be a little bit misinterpreted. I think Taurus is one of the signs that it's very bland. They're very chill. So when you have a Taurus, let's say moon, when you have one placement in Taurus, I think it can be easily overshadowed by your other two placements, because it's so chill and it's so grounded. So, but generally, I personally like Tauruses because I'm a Gemini and I'm pretty crazy because I'm an air sign, and I like how Tauruses are really chill. I get along with Tauruses. There's some people who don't like Tauruses. I like them. Then there's Virgo. I love Virgos. Virgos are so fun. They're so funny. I've never met a Virgo who isn't funny. Like, I'm trying to think of a Virgo that I know that isn't funny, and I don't know any. My cousin's a Virgo. I think she's funny. This one guy I know. Vicky. This one guy I know, he's a Virgo, and he's really funny. Like, just thinking about him, I laugh. He's funny. I love Virgos. I think they're really approachable. They're really nice, and they're fun. And I definitely think either, although they're fun, and they're funny when they want to be bitchy. Oh, they're bitchy. They're bitchy. They can pull the claws out if they want to. But in general, they're pretty nice. Then there's Capricorn. Oh, I have my reservations on Capricorn. So Capricorn, I think the grounding element is there, but also it's the most close to an air sign, and I think that really comes through with Capricorn. There's something unsettling about Capricorns personally. I don't love how they're like red at the start of the year. Capricorns are from the 22nd, December the 22nd, I believe, to January the 21st or ish, or something like that. There's something unsettling about them. I don't love them. I think Capricorns can be very hit or miss. I know some Capricorns that I like, and I know some Capricorns that I don't really like, but I can't think of a Capricorn that I love personally. My views may be changed. I don't know. I would say they're pretty grounded. They can be fun. They're very mysterious. They're very hard. That's the word. They're very hard to understand, and they're very hard to decipher. They're mysterious. I would say Capricorns are mysterious. Then going into air, we have Aquariuses. Aquariuses, I think Aquariuses, they're either really great or they're terrible. I can think of four different people that I know that are Aquariuses and who have very close birthdays. And some of them are great and some of them are horrible. The thing with Aquariuses is they are very unique. They tend to be kind of the odd one out. They are a little bit weird. They're quirky. They're a little bit weird, and they know it, and they like being a little bit weird. However, I think there's a type of Aquarius that isn't as confident and doesn't like being a little bit weird and a little bit quirky and tries a little bit too hard to fit in. And there's other Aquariuses that are confident, and they love being a little bit quirky and a little bit weird. Aquariuses are the type of kid that they would be like, I'm so random. I'm so random. Look at me. I look like a potato. Ugh, I hate that. But they were the type of kids to do that in middle school. Then we have Geminis. I love Geminis. I love being a Gemini. People hate Geminis. I love being a Gemini. And I think the reason why Geminis are so hit or miss for some people, personally, I think Geminis are a hit every single time. I love being a Gemini. Take a shot every time I say I love being a Gemini, because I love being a Gemini. I love that we're hated. I love that not a lot of people like us. And I think it's because we're very unapologetic and we're very take it or leave it. I think the most common stereotype is that we're two-faced. And I have my own theory about Geminis being quote-unquote two-faced. I think, yes, it is true that us Geminis are two-faced. But here's where the difference comes in. I think either it becomes a bad thing if you're a bad person. If you're a bad person, I think, and you're a Gemini, you're going to take that two personality thing to your advantage. And you are probably going to be really fake, and you're probably going to be very mean in a way. However, if you're a good person and you're a Gemini, yes, you're probably going to be a little bit two-faced, but not in a bad way. I think you can use it. I think as a Gemini, I don't think I'm a bad person. I'm a Gemini, but I do recognize that I am two-faced. And the reason for that is that I think I use that in a different way. I don't think I'm manipulative. What else is there to say about Geminis? I don't think there's anything else to say about Geminis. They're my favorite in the group. I love you. If you're a Gemini, I instantly love you. I could marry a Gemini. I know Gemini men are hated on, and I myself feel a little bit frisky about Gemini men. But if you're a Gemini man, hit me up. Hit me up right now. I will marry you. Please. Then we can go... Sorry, I just screamed. Then we can go into Libras. So who are the other men I would marry? You are very attractive, sir. So, Libras. Libras are they're friends with everyone. They can be seen as the life of the party. They tend to be the center of attention in a way, and not in a way that they crave the attention, like, for example, Leos or Aquariuses would. They are the type to attract people. They're just attractive people. They generally have good vibes. I have fun around Libras. I think Libras are pretty dope. I can kick up with Libras. I can get behind Libras. I like them. They're very similar to Geminis, quite honestly. Yeah. I think Libras are Gemini approved. Or me approved. This podcast approved. Okay, to kind of end this episode about the big three, I want to rate each sign in my opinion, my humble opinion, from 1 to 10. And then I want to rank them from the ones I like the most to the ones I like the least. So, yeah. Okay, so let's start with Aries. I think I would give Aries... Okay. Thing with Aries is that I only know one Aries at the top of my head, and I don't like her. I don't like her. And I don't want that to... Of course, that doesn't rule my opinion on Arieses. I've never met a bunch of them. I think, in theory, or from what I know of what describes Arieses, I think I would get along with them. I think they would be okay to get along with. Maybe I would have... I should look into this one person's... birth chart, because I think I don't want to say their bad traits come from being an Aries. I would give an Aries a 7 out of 10. Yeah, 7 out of 10. Then Leos. I would give Leos an 8. I would say Leos are an 8. I would give Aries a 6, and then I would give Leos a 7, because I like how confident they are, but at the same time, I think it can be a very fine line, because it depends very, the combination you have. Either you are a Leo who's just confident, like you may be a Leo sun, but then, or a Leo rising, but then have a Taurus moon. So yeah, you are confident, but it doesn't... You're still grounded and you still know yourself and you're still humble. That I like. However, if you are a Leo, as I said, I think earlier I said, if you're a Leo and then you have a Gemini placement, you're probably insufferable. No offense. I think you could still be pretty cool. But yeah, I think Leos are a very fine line. So I would give them a 7 out of 10. Then we have Sagittarius. I would give them an 8. My mom is a Sag. I can get behind Sages. Personally, I'm supposed to be very compatible with Sages because they are the exact opposite of my sign, which is Gemini. And from my experience, I think they're pretty fun. I can only think of a couple people. I know a bunch of Sagittarius now that I really think of it. I would give them an 8 out of 10. I like them. Tauruses, 10 out of 10. I love Tauruses personally. I think they are nice, they're easy to get along with, and they're just chill. They're the type of sign that they just seem like chill. They're just cool, you know? They may be dying inside, they may be anxious, but they're keeping it cool, and I dig that. I can't believe I just said I dig that. Sorry. Virgos. Virgos, 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10, 8 out of 10. I like Virgos, and I like as I said before, I love how funny they are. I would love to have a Virgo child. If one of my children have are a Virgo son, I'm gonna love them. Well, I'm gonna love them either way, but please be a Virgo. Personally, I'm a Virgo moon, and I love being a Virgo moon. I think I'm hilarious. solely for that reason. So yeah, 8 out of 10. Capricorns, as I said before, 6 out of 10. As I said before, they can be, I don't know. I can only think of one Capricorn that I like. The rest, I'm a little bit on the fence about. So I would say 7 out of 10. Actually, let's move it up to 7 out of 10. Geminis, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. 20 out of 10. I love Geminis. All of the Geminis I know, I love them. We just have this bond. I love them. Love you, sissies. Everyone around me, like most people close to me, I know a lot of Geminis. I just love Geminis. Libras, 8 out of 10. I think Libras, I don't think I mentioned this when I was talking about Libras specifically, but they're really flirty. I think Libras are a fun person to have as a friend. Libras as friends, they're pretty fun to have. They're pretty impulsive, and they get along really well with Geminis because of that. They're both air signs. They're very impulsive. However, when you're in a relationship with Libra, you have to be pretty confident in yourself. And I think it's because they are naturally very flirty, and they're naturally very, in the love aspect, they can be very flirty, and they can be very mysterious, so you don't really know what's going on. I've dated a Libra. It was scary. It was fun. It was thrilling. But it was scary. So I would give them an 8 out of 10. I like them. Aquariuses, 6 out of 10 or 7 out of 10. Let's give them a 7 out of 10. I think Aquariuses can be okay. In general, I would say okay. I can think of two people who are Aquariuses that I love. I think, yeah. The other Aquariuses I'm on the fence about. It's kind of the same thing with Capricorns. For me, I think, I don't know if there's a reason for that, but astrology, I love everyone starting from, I want to say April. Before April, so from January to April, I don't know about you guys. No offense. JK, Cancers. Honestly, I think Cancers are very misunderstood. I really like Cancers. I think it's probably because I'm an empath, I would say. And I think Cancers are very misunderstood and are very misjudged. And a lot of people don't like how emotional they are or dislike that about them. But personally, I think they're really sweet. And I think they're very caring. And I think they're very cute. I know, for example, Cancer men, most people want to run away from them because they're very emotional. I like that personally. I can get behind that. I would give Cancers an 8 out of 10. Did I already say that? Scorpios, 9 out of 10. I really like Scorpios. I like how fierce they are. They're very fierce. I like that about them. And I think I would describe them as having a water, so a sensitive element inside, in their core, but then they have kind of a fire shell. That's how I would describe them. I really like Scorpios. I think they're kind of the people you have a friend crush on. I love Scorpios. Pisces, 5 out of 10. Sorry. If I would have to say my most disliked, it would be Pisces. I don't like how manipulative Pisces are. I don't like it from my experience. But also I also want to say I'm not going to judge anyone from based on their sun or based on their signs. It's not like I meet someone and then I ask them what's your birthday and then I know immediately their sign and I immediately have an opinion about them. No, I'm not like that. Like, you can prove me wrong, but I already have some preconceived thoughts about each sign. They're probably not going to affect how I see you if you're one of the signs, but for the most part, they tend to be pretty spot on. So I'm not going to say I would be closed off to being friends with the Pisces, But I just don't think I would get along with them in general. None of my friends are Pisces. I've never had a close friend that was a Pisces. So, yeah. So, to finally close off this time with you guys here, I'm going to do my little most liked to disliked. I am a little bit too lazy to take time to write them down and plan them out. So, I'm going to go here by ear, I guess. So, let's start with least liked. I'm going to do number 1 being my most liked, number 10 being my most disliked. I'm sorry, Pisces. Pisces, you're number 10. Number 9, Capricorn. Sorry about it. Number 8, Aquarius. Number 7, Aries. Number 6, wow, I'm going really fast with this. I didn't know it was going to be this easy. Number 6, Cancers. Number 5, Scorpios. Number 4, Leos. Number 3, Sagittarius. Number 2, Libra. Number 1, Gemini, of course. So I think I'm gonna leave it to that. Thank you for, if you listened to all of this, thank you for being here. I hope you learned something today. I hope you're having a great day, and I hope you come back to listen, or you keep listening to my next little app. I'm still figuring out, the moment I'm recording this, I have no name for the podcast, actually. I just felt inspired today and decided to do this instead of my math homework. So, yeah. Can you review? I don't know. Leave 5 stars. I don't know how this works. Like, I still have no idea how I'm going to upload this. But, yeah. Hope you had a great time. Hope you have a great rest of your day. And I hope you guys keep joining me for this. I feel stupid talking to people that there's no people on the other side of this. Anyway, bye. Kisses. That's